This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Hey, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in lovely Spokane, Washington. Look who I have in the studio lounge, Troy Stang from Go West. Troy, how are you?
Very well. Day two.
Yeah, welcome back, actually.
Thank you.
Oh, and also welcome back to Nick Coleman from Cradies for Kids.
Well, thank you. Glad to be back.
You both are return guests today.
Just in today.
Indeed.
But we've got another guest.
Yeah, we do have another guest.
Yes.
Literally. The disco ball, and we'll be talking about this in a second, but how's the show going for you guys? Troy, obviously you've been very busy running around here like a...
You know, the vibe in the hallways is awesome. The people are looking forward to this evening's event where paddles are going to raise, the disco ball is going to be turning, and the kids will be on our minds.
Right on. Nick?
Do I have to compliment the event so far with Troy? No, I'm kidding. It's been amazing, seriously. The energy here, it's so palpable. I've heard quite a few like murmurs around, like, can we still get tickets to the event tonight as well? So it's true. The anticipation for tonight is huge, and people have been absolutely loving the event so far.
Do you guys have like scalpers on the sidewalk selling tickets?
Right.
Of course.
They don't work.
Of course.
You can't just raise a little bit more money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And awareness.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, guys. So, hey, obviously we're talking about the Creating for Kids auction tonight. It's all benefits Creating for Kids or the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals put on by the fine folks at Go West. So Troy, we're just hours away from this big event, and we have the guest of honor right here in front of us.
Right.
So tell us about the disco ball auction and benefit for Credit Unions for Kids. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, historically, this event always has a theme, and the theme is created through work with credit unions and local advisory groups around each of our hospitals. And as you know, this auction has continuously grown year after year of MAX. And it really, you know, the legacy ties back to some of the early days of Credit Union for Kids fundraising, and I think it started probably between a couple credit union leaders and the back of a napkin saying, hey, what if I gave $5 or $100 or $500 and the zeros kept on adding to it. And so we're so excited for tonight and the expanded number of hospitals that the proceeds are going to go to.
Nick?
Well, I mean, it's true. The legacy of CU for Kids was completely born here in the Northwest, with Go West being a really important partner and founder of it. And this is just such a great continuation and example on, to me, like, it's not just the work that just this event, because credit unions are making a huge impact year round. But this is really the best example, I think, of credit union collaboration, not just within the Go West boundary, but really across the entire country. And it's a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, well said. Yeah. So, Troy, so what kinds of things make this auction so successful every year?
Because, you know, I shared that story about a napkin being passed across the table. Yeah. I think what this auction does at the largest gathering within the Go West region of credit unions is provides a little bit of that camaraderie and that co-opetition, if you will, to do good in the community. And so the paddles get raised.
There'll be a little co-opetition tonight, for sure.
And they get raised a little higher. And then over the years, we've done red wagons and now electronic cars. And those things have come with such pride from the individual credit union locally for that hospital to be able to demonstrate to that hospital that their commitment stands. It stands, and recognizing that any family is probably one medical emergency away from a financial disaster.
Got that right for sure. And Nick, so what's new with Children's Miracle Network Hospital? So how has the organization facing, how have you guys been coming out of obviously the pandemic? I mean, there's a couple of turbulent years that we've all had to deal with. So how have you guys fared during those last couple of years?
Yeah, well, honestly, because of organizations and industries like Go West and the entire credit union industry, our network of corporate partners has allowed us to kind of out of the pandemic actually in really good position. Certainly, we had some decreases in fundraising over the past few years, but nowhere near what we probably anticipated to begin with. And then we're actually, I mean, for CU for Kids in particular, I think we have potential to set a fundraising record for an annual fundraising record this year. It's really really thrilling. We still have a lot of money to come in, but fundraising wise, things are doing really well. And I think that there's just a lot of excitement around the cause. I think that we've done a really good job at shaping the impact that we make, that children's hospitals make, is mm-hmm. what I mean, mm-hmm. the 170 children's hospitals that we partner with. It's way more than just providing, you know, average healthcare. I mean, or it's even more than providing advanced healthcare. We've been doing research around the CDC's determinants of health. And so the things like, I know the industry talks a lot about economic stability and financial well-being for all, or food insecurity, that mm-hmm, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Hospitals really are on the front lines of providing that kind of support to communities. And mm-hmm. so it's really great to start being able to better educate credit unions that you're not even simply, which is still a really honorable and important mission, donating to advanced and affordable healthcare, but mm-hmm. really providing the full scope of financial well-being for families across the country.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's been the theme for this year. Actually, it's kind of started with GAC. I mean, financial well-being has always been there for credit unions, but it started out with GAC really coming to the forefront when Jim Nussle was talking about it on stage, and you were there as well, and you were there too, Nick, so tell me a little bit about the financial well-being of this, if you guys want to...
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, you know, any family is just one medical emergency away from financial disarray in their household, mm-hmm. and part of tonight, actually, we're going to be hosting a family, a miracle family, and just a month ago, I got to sit on the lawn up at Sacred Heart Hospital here in Spokane with that family.
Oh, right on.
And they, the family includes a set of twins, and they were born prematurely, mm-hmm. And to listen to... Jack and Liam's mom and dad talk about what was going on in their family and their life at the time, and nothing else matters.
You're living in the present.
You're living in the present, and you're inserted into this cycle of, you know, feeding times and hospital checks and rounds of nurses, and then you have to go home, mm-hmm. and thankfully they were close enough to home to go home, mm-hmm. here in the Spokane market, mm-hmm. But the rest of life continues to happen. Mm-hmm. Your house payment, your car payment, and to what this cause does, and why it, I believe it's the industry's choice of a charitable cause, is makes that difference to bring that peace of mind to so many different families.
Well, that segues to my next question. Financial institutions, what's the connection with financial institutions, credit unions in this case? So let's connect the dots.
Yeah, there you go. You know, that financial well-being, that I know you guys have done some studies with Feline on this as well, exactly. But it is such an important component. Mm-hmm. As Nick said, the wellness that the individual or the family deals with is so multifaceted, mm-hmm. From food insecurity to shelter, housing, health, and financial mm-hmm. wellness. It's mm-hmm. all intertied. You can't separate one from the other. And so it plays so importantly to what credit unions do. We love it as part of Go West and Max to really highlight what credit unions can do together. Mm-hmm. And I have long said that, listen, when credit unions come together for a good cause, they will continuously come together to lock arms. We see the same behavior when we call them together for advocacy. They're used to working together, and they're in that cadence. Yeah. So we've seen it pay huge dividends beyond just the charitable cause, what it's intended for on the front lines.
Yeah, indeed. And Nick, I mean, so how are children's hospitals helping communities become more economically stable?
I was going to say, I want to provide like a really specific example, because I know it's easy to say, and we can we can survey our hospitals mm-hmm. and say, and they can tell us that they're doing it. But I want an example actually with a new hospital that's associated now with Go West is Children's Hospital Colorado in Denver, and they have a program at the hospital called Resource Connect, and it allows low-income families and those that need it to be able to not just receive the care that they the health care that they require, but also to maybe get help with like taxes or lawyer, like if they need support with lawyers or they have food insecurity issues, and they can be connected to local food banks. So it's a hub where they bring together other local nonprofits and charities to be kind of that centralization point for low-income families who are probably also facing really dire financial consequences due to healthcare, because we know that the number one reason for financial ruin in the U.S. is medical debt. And so when all that stuff adds up, it adds on to each other and layers up. And so it's really great to see hospitals like our Children's Hospital in Denver mm-hmm. be willing to recognize that and then provide the additional resources mm-hmm. that families will continue to need in the long term.
Indeed. Well done for those folks. And next question for you as well, Nick. How can credit unions support Creighton's for Kids for the rest of this year?
Yes.
So I know there's a number of campaigns that you guys are doing, and obviously this one's a huge one that you're going to happen tonight, but how else can they contribute for the rest of the year?
Well, looking at the example of events like the event tonight, we raise about probably 70% of Credit Unions for Kids funds through sponsoring events or other initiatives at the hospital. So a huge amount of money. And of course, we've been really successful with in-branch fundraising, with Miracle Jeans Day, employee engagement.
Yeah, yeah.
The co-op Miracle Match has been a huge important factor of our fundraising. But the reality is over 2/3 of the funds come from events like this where credit unions get to collaborate. And so we're encouraging credit unions at the end of the year to lean into that, mm-hmm. those that haven't already, to work with your hospital rep. In fact, we've challenged our network of 170 children's hospitals to reach out to their local credit union partners and make them aware of opportunities that are happening within their community. Things like, we have a program at CMN Hospitals called Dance Marathon, which mm-hmm. is a collegiate fundraising opportunity, and it'd be really simple for credit unions to sponsor the local dance marathons yeah. within their area, yeah. and they get their brand also in front of a really unique audience, a younger demographic, people that now are looking to choose yeah. their future financial situation.
So you're not going to see Mike and I dancing?
I'm definitely going to see you two dancing. That's tonight.
No,
it's true. But so please, I'll wrap it up.
I'll watch Troy dance.
I'll be doing that. I'm sure everyone will be doing that too. Can we set a goal, fundraising goal, to get Troy to do a solo dance?
Actually, it's disco, right?
It's disco. Yeah. It's
oh boy.
I bet you got some moves. But what I'd recommend doing if you want to learn about these sponsorship opportunities is contact your local children's hospital representative, or on our website, you can also go to cuforkids.org. We made a new page, so / 23 sponsorships.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So if you look there, you'll be able to fill out a form that will contact you directly with your local hospital.
All right, we'll put that link in the show notes.
Thank you, please.
People can get right to it. So, hey, last question to wrap up here, Troy, as we kind of wrap up here, can you share one of your favorite Credit Unions for Kids memories? I'm sure there's a bunch of them, but can you pick one?
Oh my goodness, so many. You know, the first time that we busted through $1 million goal at this event was very celebratory. But again, thinking back to each of the families that have shared their story year after year after year. In fact, during COVID, obviously this event turned to a virtual event like so many credit union events did. Mm-hmm. And our Miracle family was from Oregon, and Ella happens, we highlighted her whole story, but she is here with us today selling cider in the hallway.
Wow, are you kidding me?
So before you leave, cold, rainy, Spokane,
I'm definitely going over there.
You need to have some hot cider.
I will. Oh my gosh.
I think she had some cookies too.
Oh,
I saw, I know.
Awesome.
I know.
Sign me up. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So stories like that again that make this work so real, mm-hmm. And bring it down to that local level.
Right on. Right on. All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna let you get going because I know you have a busy afternoon and a busy evening with our guest of honor. Once again, it is the disco ball auction here to benefit Credit Unions for Kids, all hosted by the fine folks at Go West. So enjoy tonight, gentlemen, and we can't wait to hear the results tomorrow.
Nice.
All
right. Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Troy, very much.
Thank
it's a pleasure
you.
To work
anytime,
with you.
Guys. Anytime, yes. guys. Well done, lads. Well
yes,
done. Keep
yes.
up the good work, and
yes.
have fun tonight, all right?
Yes, sir.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellens, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.